Okay. Hello. Welcome to the ADHD Deep Dive, the show that's not about ADHD, but is filled with proof it exists. My name is David J. Mund, and it's going to be a short one today, I think. For a few reasons. If you listen regularly, then you are familiar with what kind of happened last week. Well, 2 weeks ago with Judah, I took the last week off, which as a precursor, I might also be taking next week off, and the week after that, and maybe the week after that, and maybe the week after that. But I think that's where that ends, maybe. Let me just start up front. The reason that I'm like considering this in the first place is because for the last few weeks, this show has been nothing but a bummer. And I don't want people to tune into a bummer, right? You're supposed to be here to listen to guests, talk about what it's like to be creative. And yeah, I like part of the upfront of the description is that this is going to be the show that's not about ADHD, but is full of proof it exists. But we talk about creativity and we talk about the struggles throughout creativity. But the things I'm experiencing right now aren't really creative struggles. They're just struggles. That's not exactly what I want this medium to be for. So I'm going to take a little while to restructure, kind of reset, reconfigure, figure out how I want to approach this show going forward. But in the meantime, we can kind of clue in on a few things that have happened since last we spoke. So my dog, Judah, when last we spoke, was taken into the vet and they found a tumor under her arm, under her front leg. And I think the next step was having that mass removed. That was supposed to take place. That was scheduled for last week, sometime, I can't remember. The reason I cannot remember is because that did not happen. And the reason that did not happen is because just moments before she was to go under the knife, they discovered a heart murmur. What that means going forward, I don't particularly know. And if I'm looking down at the ground, it's because I'm looking at Judah right now. With her little shaved patch in her arm. Because they were taking her blood and they were getting ready to do a bunch of samples and stuff before popping the syringe in her to put the sedative or whatever it is to knock her out before surgery. But it didn't happen. So now she is additionally scheduled for an appointment on Wednesday. Right now it is Sunday. She's scheduled for another appointment on Wednesday to address the heart murmur, I suppose. And then once that's addressed, or taken care of, or resolved, or whatever, she can go into surgery. But it's been a whole nightmare since. And as a result, I had a bit of a stress-related health incident. Let's see, again, today is Sunday, so that means Friday. Let me lower down a bit. Boop. One more. Okay. I think I'm a little too low. We'll fix this later on for different frames and stuff, but whatever. What was I going to say? Okay, Sunday. So it must have been Friday. Oh, yeah, okay. Friday morning. I woke up to what was not a unique incident. This has happened before. But it usually only happens like once quick in the morning and then it stops for the rest of the day. Judah, what are you doing? Hey, stop it. Also, as a quick disclaimer, there's so many things happening around my neighborhood right now. There's the neighbors underneath me are blasting music in the street. They've been doing that for the last 2 hours. Judah's running around. She just bumped the camera. You know, it's noon in a metropolitan area. What am I going to do about it? Anyway. Okay, I think we need to tilt this down just a wee bit. I'm going to cut off Bernie Sanders' head here, but so be it. It's come down just a little bit. Okay, that way you can still see Bernie crossing his legs, but you don't see that it's Bernie. You just should know if you know the meme. Anyways. So yeah, I wake up and sit on the couch, and then my first observation of what is about to happen is that, because this does happen semi-regularly, is that all of a sudden I get really, really hot, like really hot, which is usually a sign for me that, like, again, what is about to happen is about to happen. So I sit down. Well, I think I might have been standing at this point. Regardless, I sensed that I was hot, and then I went, okay, I need to sit down, because if I don't sit down, I'm going to get dizzy. And then as I start to overheat, yeah, I don't know that I necessarily start to pass out, but I start slipping out of consciousness. I can't really talk, and I start to panic, and then I kind of stir myself up. So whatever is happening is then exacerbated by my natural ability to panic at every situation. So that's cool. So now whatever's happening is, you know, tenfold because I'm having a panic attack. So usually what happens during that period of time is I I call my mommy. And she pretty much knows the drill at this point. If that happens, just be quiet. Let me process it. And then if after a few minutes I'm not, like, responding or making any noises or anything, there's cause for concern. But the reason I call is because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to pass out. And if I pass out, I don't know how long I'm going to be out. So, like, I need somebody to know. I don't call her to, like, calm me down because I love my mother, but that's also not her strong suit. Calming me down. Yeah, she can. But in that particular moment, I just need anybody to listen and just be quiet and just listen. That's a little bit needy, I understand, but what am I going to do? You know, I don't want to pass out. So many years ago, this happened to me, and I was told by the doctor that it was something called vasovagal syncope, which, if you watch the television show Scrubs, i.e. look at these Funko Pops in the back of all the Scrubs characters, well, some of the main four, or four of the main characters, whatever, that's not the point. If you watch Scrubs, the character JD is diagnosed with vasovagal syncope. And the reason that he, the inciting incident that leads him to get seen or tested or whatever, is that he passes out while he's pooping on the toilet. Essentially, it's a non-permanent affliction, happens to like 3 million people a year or something like that, where they just pass out by either overexertion of the body or overheating or panic or whatever. But I gotta be honest, that answer really makes me angry for a few reasons. One, I don't know, for some reason I feel like it invalidates what I'm feeling, right? It's like, I don't know. The reason I say that is I had to go to urgent care. And then urgent care was like, there's nothing we can do for you here. You should actually go to ER. And then I went over to ER. So both of these things happened. And I don't have insurance, right? So if I'm going to the ER, if I'm going to the hospital or whatever, seeing a medical professional for any reason, then it better be serious because I don't have fucking insurance right now. And when they just kind of go, well, sorry, there's really nothing we can do, it's just kind of a thing that happens, then I'm like, well, why did I come here? And I'm not blaming the doctors or whatever. I'm not necessarily blaming the system. I'm blaming the healthcare insurance industry, but I'm not blaming the doctors and stuff who were trying to take care of me. Because for what it's worth, I actually got in to both places really quick. And then I was given, you know, pretty attentive care. I don't know. It really frustrated me because there's another thing that's happening in the background as well that had I thought about, maybe I would have reconsidered even going to the doctor in the first place. But as I've mentioned many times on this show, I'm on an SSRI because I am as... Oh, hang on. Let me show you. I'm part of the... Can I show it? The SAB? The Sad Boys Club. For the audio listeners, I was just showing off my t-shirt, which is also part of the koozie collection that you can get at katandcrew.com, catandcrew.com. If you enter the promo code Monday, you get 10% off your first purchase. You can get one of these shirts, you can get one of these koozies, you can get one of those skull planters in the back that got a bunch of home decor stuff. That was not intended to be an ad placement, but there you go. catandcrew.com. Enter the promo code Monday, M-U-N-D-A-Y. Get 10% off your first purchase. M-U-N-D-A-Y. 10% off your first purchase. I'm on an SSRI because, I have depression and anxiety. I don't know what you want me to tell you. Sorry, I've got a billion things running in the background on my phone. And it's also controlling my camera right now. So I need to close many of these things in the back because I'm at 10% on my phone. I've been on that particular strength or dosage of this particular SSRI for about 3 years now. And I have been seeing growth within myself that I don't think would have otherwise come if not for the aforementioned SSRI. But I don't, for one reason or another, I don't want to be dependent on this SSRI. And if you don't know what an SSRI is, you know what? Me either. It's something that my doctor prescribed to me along with my therapist. These were, of course, professionals in my life that I had at the time. I do not any longer, because of not having insurance, but because whatever, I've been clinically diagnosed with anxiety and depression. This is a medication that is given to individuals with those diagnoses to alleviate their symptoms. Not an immediate fix, and these fixes don't come just with the medicine. There's a lot of external work that you have to do in conjunction with the medicine. But I feel like I finally gotten to a point where I thought I had gotten to a point where I could step back a little bit. I was wrong. Well, I don't know if I'm wrong, but that's what I did. I asked to have my prescription cut in half, or the dosage, the strength to be cut in half, so I could start weaning my way off of it. And I've been on that new dosage for about a week, maybe 2 weeks. And that is probably what exacerbated this full body panic attack. I didn't even really fully describe the fact that, so this happened to me, but it was happening multiple times throughout the day. Usually this just happens in the morning. It's like and I don't know why. It's before I've really done anything. But yesterday was the first day that it was like one after the other, after the other, after the other, like every half hour or so. And so I had a friend take me to the urgent care who then, I already said that, then shipped me over to the ER, whatever. But this kept happening while I was there. Hasn't happened since, fortunately. Do I expect it to happen again in my lifetime? Probably. And what did the doctors say? Sorry, there's not much we can do. Would that be the case if I had insurance? I don't know. I would probably be full body scanned and brain scanned. They do a bunch of different shit on me. But they did that thing where they hook up a bunch of wires to you and do a bunch of tests. And they, I don't know. I don't know why I'm complaining. I was given great care. But I was then booted with like a, we don't know. There's not really much we can do. So anyways, recently I asked if I could have my anxiety medication, my depression medication, whatever, this SSRI. And that probably exacerbated the situation because I'm stressed about Judah, stressed about some finances. I was probably anxious about having the dosage in the first place and not really processing that. You know, there's some other external life stuff that's going on, and I probably just stirred myself up. Which led me to the reflection. Oh, what time am I at? Okay. Like I said, I think this is going to be a relatively short one. But which led me to the reflection that I got some shit I got to work on. This ties to some finances. This ties to some emotional stuff, some family stuff, some personal stuff, clearly some pet stuff. It's all just kind of stacking. And while I want this podcast to be a medium where we can talk about the real shit, I can't even bother myself with like getting guests on right now because this stuff is all I can think about. And, you know, I don't want to use my art or my relationships as my journal, right? And this feels like a combination of both art and relationships. You are my friends. I don't know. You listen. You watch. And I appreciate that so much that I don't want to waste your time or just bog you down with the bullshit. So what I think I'm going to do is take a few weeks off in September because we are approaching the year mark where, or from the start of this podcast in the first place, I have not done 52 weeks. Don't get me wrong. I've skipped a few weeks here and there. I've phoned it in a few times. But for the first year of a podcast, I think I'm close to like maybe 40 episodes. Maybe, probably less. I don't know. I don't remember which number I'm at. I know I'm in the 30s right now, I think. I'm pretty sure. But I think the podcast started, like the episodes came out in either October or November of 2022, the first episodes, because I recorded four, shot and recorded four, and then kind of banked those for the first month and then started doing them more weekly, so they were kind of current. And I just need to kind of recenter, reconfigure. Not a hard reset for the podcast, not even a hard reset for my life, but like just a break, a little pre-holiday break, because I'll probably take a break over the holidays as well. But here's where I'm at, and it feels disgusting to even do it. Actually, no, I'm not going to do it. Whatever. But I was going to talk about Judah's. I have a little GoFundMe for Judah. Fuck it. I have a GoFundMe for Judah's surgery. I'm not going to say anything more than I'm going to put the link in the description. If by the time she's already had her surgery, you're listening to this, that GoFundMe will probably be over and stopped and closed anyway. But shit's expensive. And having to be bounced around to different specialists while I'm also in and out of the ER. I am nothing shy of what is called a broke bitch at this point. So all I'll really say on it is if you would like to contribute to her surgical funds, there's a link to the GoFundMe in the description. And I think, I'm going to take a few weeks off. So in the meantime, I think I'd like to plug... if you are familiar with my band Midwest Skies, which if you like merch, speaking of, we got new shit. We got some hats. We have a bunch of new stuff, but the only thing I have on display right now is this hat. We have a show coming up in Traverse City, Michigan for the grand reopening of Northwoods Tattoo, but it's not just the show that's important to me, the fact that we're playing as a band, but we are playing with the band Live for Tomorrow for the first time in 10 years. And the reason that's significant, if you don't know, is because Live for Tomorrow is the band that I started in my basement when I was like 12, 13. And I left in about 2013. And one of the last shows I ever played with LFT was with Midwest Skies, of which I am now a part of. So there's a lot of history behind this show. It's September 9th, so this episode is coming out the week before, or this episode is coming out the Monday before that show. It is a free show. Come on out, please. Traverse City, Michigan, Northwoods Tattoos. It's going to be As We Divide from the Detroit area, Midwest Skies, and Live for Tomorrow. What else? If you haven't seen Penelope, look at that. I've kind of cut off the poster a little bit with zooming in. I'm going to have to figure out this new camera angle because I'm trying to, as you can see, if you watch the video version, I'm trying to make a new... I'm always changing around the freaking background and how I set up the office and whatever. But if you haven't seen Penelope, it's the short film that Nikolai from Live for Tomorrow, Nikolai Van Steenis, and I wrote and created. It's a thriller horror short film about a Sphinx cat. And we are closing in, or I think we just passed 6,000 views in a little over a month. That's really cool. Oh, I think my phone is ringing. Screw them. Who needs it? But yeah, that link will also be in the description below. Don't forget to check out or get some of this merch here at catandcrew.com. Enter the promo code Monday. Listen to Midwest Skies. Our new music is coming together swimmingly. The only single we have out and released publicly right now is Come Back For Me. And if you haven't seen the music video, try and get that up over the 1,000 views mark. That would be rad because we put a lot of time into that as well. In the meantime, as I take a break and reset and restructure and reconfigure and do whatever I'm going to be doing over the next few weeks, just know that I love and appreciate you for giving me the space to be a whiny baby boy for the last year or so. This podcast is something that I do intend on continuing for the foreseeable future because I have seen how much I've grown through the podcast, not just as a host, but as a person. And I love not just feeling validated, but I love connecting with others in the way that in the comments or just when you reach out to me saying that any particular episode affected you in any certain way or something resonated with you. I love that feeling. So please keep reaching out. Please keep validating this poor bald boy. My brain is scrambled. I can't do more than a half hour. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love you. And I won't see you next week. I won't see you the week after that. But if you follow me on social media, you'll probably be updated with Judah's medical situation and everything that kind of follows. And then if there's something huge to report, either I'll chime in with a special little glimpse of an episode, or we'll be back on track sooner than expected, or you'll just have to wait until October-ish when the podcast comes back. If you have any advice or questions, feel free to reach out to the email. I think it's adhdeepdivepodcast@gmail.com. I could be wrong about that. If I'm wrong, just make sure that you're checking the link in the description. That will probably include the email. So reach out, ask questions, talk. You can do it anonymously or not, whatever. Just ask, just mention at the header if you want this to remain anonymous, but you'd like me to talk about it. Just say, I'd like this to remain anonymous, but I'd like you to talk about it. In which case, I'll do that. I'm rambling. I love you. Thank you so much for allowing me to do this every week. I'm going to take a few weeks off, and I'll see you on the other side. Bye and stuff.